You're listening to the 12 Days of Crusademus 2023, brought to you by the Long Box Crusade. Kingdoms coming. Hello, and welcome to the ninth day of the 12 Days of Crusademus for 2023, brought to you by the Long Box Crusade. The 12 Days of Crusademus is our gift to the podcast community to celebrate the holiday season. And we're celebrating this joyous season by sharing with you some comic book titles that may have gotten by you in the past. Each day of the 12 Days of Crusademus will bring you a hidden gem of a comic series, brought to you either by one of our Holly Jolly co-hosts or one of our podcast celebrity guests, until we get all the way to December 25th, that joyous Christmas day. I'm your host for this ninth day of Crusademus, Delvin Williams. Oh, come all ye dark web. Ho, 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 ho. And here are the three joyful, triumphant, and finite adoremus joining me for today's unwrapping. First up, we have Pat Sampson, a.k.a. DJ Christatos. Merry Christmas, Pat.
Merry Christmas, Delvin, and Merry Christmas, guys. And speaking about guys, it is nine ladies leaping. So
I thought it was lords.
Lords are leaping? Nine ladies
eight
leaping.
Eight ladies dancing.
Eight ladies dance.
Now, I've been to some places where I've seen nine ladies leaping, but that was a whole different ambiance, shall we say.
It's nine ladies dancing, right? Could be.
I don't know. Eight I never memorized leaping, the song.
Nine ladies nine, dancing.
Oh, see, okay.
Yeah, there we go. Eight lords leaping, nine ladies dancing.
All right. Well, that was probably a better joke than what you're going to hear right now. So here's my joke.
The bar is set.
Truth behind the scenes. What I did with my jokes, so people know where they're coming from, is ChatGPT. I said, ChatGPT, make me some jokes from the 12 Days of Crusademus. So these aren't mine. I had ChatGPT make them up for me. I have to put that disclaimer in now because the last few have been really...
I think it was ChatGPT.
Yeah, you know. Anyway, it's Chap. Here we go. Why did the dance teacher go to jail? Not hearing anything? Well, just get to it and everybody can boo me. It is, he refused to take a leaping lady for an answer. What that means, I don't know, ChatGPT.
You know, the news has me fearing this ChatGPT thing, but jokes. I'm not feeling it.
Remember how Data could never tell jokes in Star Trek? That's what's happening here.
Yeah, so we're going to just move on.
Merry Christmas.
We're done with Pat GPT. And we're going to move on to Jared Albrecht, a.k.a. the Yard Sale Artist, sometimes known as Death Pro. He's going to try and outdo Pat, I'm pretty sure. So
I might be able to top
hard to do.
Chat
hard to do.
Pat GPT. Or Chat PAT, whichever you think is funnier.
Yeah, that's a better one.
All right. Last time, I believe I told a joke where Santa Claus was giving someone a tour of his facility in the North Pole. We're doing it again. All right. Santa Claus giving someone a tour of the North Pole. He opens up and he goes, okay, this is where all the snow globes in the world are made. They're made right here in this room. And the guy, the tour goes, who's that up there? He goes, oh, that's the manager's office. He goes, that's George Lazenby. He's yeah. He goes, he's here all the time? No. He's only the first shift guy. He's like, well, who's on second shift? He goes, Timothy Dalton. He goes, well, who's on third shift? He says, Pierce Brosnan. He goes, well, why did you get these actors to this snow globe factory? Because they're supposed to be shaken, not stirred.
Mm. I predicted that.
I saw you do this.
Yeah, I was doing a check. I saw it. I used Dell GPT to predict what you were going to say with your joke. So
I figured it was a nice crossover of things we do.
And you know what? I appreciate your catering to the proper audience. Job well done, Jared. Bravo.
Thank you.
Take a bow. And last, but certainly not least, is Jason Albrecht, a.k.a. the Weasel Skull. Merry Christmas, Jason.
Merry Christmas, Delvin. But as you are aware, we are getting really close to Christmas time, and our lady in charge of festivities, Ms. Mary Jane, has a couple announcements she needs to make. All right, Mary Jane, and yield the floor to you. Keep it brief.
All right, so it's Christmas time. I'm getting nervous. I've got some expenses here I need to rattle off. Delvin, I understand you are in charge of the finances. The finances.
Yes, that is true, Mary Jane.
All right, I need you two knuckleheads to shut up. Me and Delvin talking. All right, do we have enough money for the chocolate fountain?
It depends on what you mean by chocolate fountain, but let's just say yes.
All right, Delvin will strip. Okay, got it. And okay, next, do we have enough money for the punch bowl? I want a new punch bowl.
We do have more money for the punch bowl, assuming that has nothing to do with Ruth, of Ruth and Darren.
Well, Ruth busted it over Darren's head the last time. That's why we need a new punch bowl. But let's not rehash the past.
Sorry. That's right.
And then, Mary Jane. You know, that's about it. Just one little thing. One other little thing. I'm sure it's nothing. Snowmaking machine. Yes. Got it. Yes. All right. I'm out. We're going to have some indoor skiing on this Christmas. Oh, this is going to be so much fun.
So, do we have money for that, Delvin?
I just said yes a lot because it kind of got her to leave a little bit. But don't let her know this, but as a surprise, you know, I am going to do a dance, and I'm just not going to wash my hair, and that's going to count as the snow. So it's like, you know, two and one.
That's efficient. I approve.
Heck yeah.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Jason. Military efficiency, you know, from the dark web here. And I guess we should probably get started. And who's doing this thing? Mary Jane didn't ask anybody what their name was before they changed it. I'm hosting. Oh, as you heard from the singing intro today, it is Nine Kingdoms Coming, which means that we're unwrapping Kingdom Come number one. From DC Comics from May 1996. Now for a brief history of this series and the creators. Mark Waid, what hasn't he written at this point? I could look it up on Wiki or Google, but instead I'm going to my own personal collection database kept by CLZ Comics. He wrote DC 52 series, Age of Ultron, All New, All Different Avengers, regular old Avengers, Captain America, Flash. Look, the man has been around like a record. Alex Ross is the artist of this book, and it is impossible for you to have collected comic books and not seen a cover by this man. He has been everywhere. He's also drawn interiors for, again, just drawing on my own collection, Agent X, Earth X, Justice X, Paradise X, Universe X, and Kingdom Come X. You'll have to figure out which ones didn't actually have X in the title. I've already given out enough presents already. Do some dang work yourself, jeez. Anyway, some of the main reasons that I love this book are, I didn't remember how this series went. Only the title of it, and that the comic book guy whose shop I was going into at the time, Kevin, told me I should pick this up because it was going to be good. I was reminded about this series recently on Twitter, or X, when coincidentally enough, a friend of mine since college, Mike Pate, and I were talking about the series, and he said I should, quote, cover this on my podcast, unquote. Mike, this one's for you, bud. So, have any of you gentlemen read Kingdom Come before? We'll start with Jason.
What am I, a normie? Of course I've read it before. Kingdom Come is required reading for Nerdology 101.
See, I thought that would be The Watchmen, but you're not far off. Pat, have you read Kingdom Come before?
Well, call me Normie, because I have not read it. I've heard lots about it. I haven't read it, so I was really excited to begin to read it.
Mendicant.
We're getting close to Christmas. We have to be nice. There's no time for naughty. Yeah, we're about out of room now. We got to be nice from here on out to balance the scale.
Cross off Jarrett from the outside lights.
Drew my Jason name this year out,
inside outside lights. Yep.
What?
No. All right, we got Jason. We got Pat. Jarrett, Have you read Kingdom Come before?
I have. I had a nice trade paperback of it that I picked up and read the whole thing. Not only that, I have recently watched a really interesting and exciting interpretation of it on Pornhub. Kingdom. Wait, how do you spell it?
Jared.
Everybody, you know what? The comic. I read it.
What did I just say? Right at Christmas. No more.
I read it.
Good.
I read it.
Good.
That's what Pat had the audio of me going. I read it.
Was it Ding Dong Come? Because I think that's the one.
Stop it.
No, that's Stop staying it. In. That's staying in.
That line was used in the show.
Now for a quick summary of this particular issue. In this Elseworlds adventure, we are seeing a world that is on the brink of destruction. A superhuman prison that is about to outbreak and cause more mayhem. A Wonder Woman-led force that is ready to put them down by any means necessary. A human faction that has a mind-wiped Billy Batson on their side. An overpowered yet completely overwhelmed Superman. And Norman McKay, a spectral bystander powerless to prevent any of it. What will become of this version of planet Earth? So, what did you guys think about the series? We'll do a sandwich then. We'll start with Jared since he's read this before. We'll go with Pat, then we'll go with Jason. So let's go with Jared first. What did you think about Kingdom Come number one?
You know, like you, Delvin, I read it not long after it was on the shelves. Like I said, I got the trade paperback, which probably came out like a year later. And I remember liking it, but that's about all I remembered. I remember just sort of this vague concept of that there were a whole bunch of new heroes and they sucked. And the old heroes had to come out of retirement to square things away. Aside from that, I just remembered Bruce Wayne and his exoskeleton suit, but that didn't even happen in issue one. So focusing on issue one, yeah, man, it was a good read. This is really the setup issue. There's not a lot going on. This is the issue where they convince Superman to come out of retirement to lead everyone and to kind of give you a quick update on what everybody's doing. And I thought it was really cool. It was clever concept, well written. It's Mark Waid. You're going to get good stuff. Amazing art. I mean, when you got Alex Ross doing full-blown paintings for every page of your extra-sized book, Delvin.
You notice that too, huh?
Yeah, I counted like 40-some pages, and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ignoring you for a reason. I didn't know it was going to be dope. You know, screw you.
We all knew when you picked it, no matter what it was. Double-sized book. But you know what? It reads fast, and it looks great. It takes about the same amount of time to read this double-sized book as it does half an issue of a Chris Claremont X-Men, so that's fine. and it's interesting. It's a real big setup of things to come. No pun intended. And you know what? I'll let somebody else talk about it. It's good stuff.
Well, as I promised, we're going to do the sandwich. Let's go with the person who has not read Kingdom Come at all, and that would be Pat.
Oh, wow. I'm in the middle of an Ulbrich sandwich.
Sometimes you pay double for that.
Yeah. What a great threesome to be a part of. Anyway, what I liked is, because I haven't read this, so getting this introduction of it was good for me to understand where things were coming from and just kind of seeing how it goes. I've heard about the story. I've actually, you know, listened to other podcasts that actually went through the story. So I understand what's kind of happening and where all the other, I'm not spoiling anything, all the other superheroes kind of come back to help out and kind of figure things out and to, you know, take down this Magog or whatever his name is, right? Magog. And he later seems like later on he becomes something in the DC universe later on. I think I may have a few comics just with Magog or whatever around. So the art, like Jared said, this was a fast read. So turning the pages, I guess, was it a fast read? Maybe not, because, man, I was slowing down just to look at the eye candy that was all in this thing. Just
plenty of it.
Yeah. Just and going, this is painted? How long did it take him to paint a page? Wow. Just amazing. Mark Waid, great storytelling going on. And I was really intense into reading this. And it kept me wanting to turn the page and turn the page. The concept of that he was using with the biblical references as well, too, was interesting. I found that things that I've read in reading where he was going with was with the story, I found interesting in how it was kind of being played out in this, you know, Elseworlds, this other world that's happening. Just very well done with the storytelling, along with the artwork that was also telling a story in itself just by looking at it. Oh, man, I can continue to gush over it. But yeah, just were all the issues that many pages?
Yeah, I believe every issue was feature length, just like that. I need to look into the history of Elseworlds, but I believe Elseworlds was a relatively new concept because, you know, DC used to do the whole Earth 2, Earth, etc. That got super confusing. And so then they consolidated everything into one Earth, and that was Crisis. And that happened in the 80s. And for a long time, anything in an alternate universe happened in Elseworlds. It did not happen in a Earth 2, Earth 4, Earth whatever.
Quick look up on the Caucasian web. The Elseworlds was started in 1989.
And what year was this one again?
It was 1996.
And oh, by the way, while I got the hot mic, if you get the trade paperback, it actually, I believe, has like 3 or 4 extra epilogue pages, all done by Alex Ross that you don't get in the regular series, if memory serves me correct.
Fantastic. Pat? Or did you have anything else to add?
The only thing I, going back to the story, is I like how Wade puts you kind of in the shoes or right next to the priest that we're kind of with and kind of putting you at that ground level of being there with him a little bit. You know, I kind of feel like I can understand this guy a little bit, and just with some of the things that he's going through, where he's at right now, to, you know, kind of questioning stuff that's happening, and where is the one that he's got faith in, you know, where is that, what's coming from, what's going on. So just can really relate to this one at this moment. So
nice. And just as a point of correction, not to be Mr. Quick to correct, I think it's Magog, because you pronounce it the way you do, then we're getting into Dark Hawk territory. Dark.
Oh, so it's not Magog.
No. And with that,
So like, oh my God, I made a mistake in saying his name.
Somebody grab Magog.
I've warned you guys. Like, you know, I want.
Are you saying like grab a gun? Magog?
So we're going to move on to Jason, and he's going to tell us what he thinks about Kingdom Come. Jason.
The other two gentlemen pretty much covered it. I will say that issue one, the theme of introduction of hooking the reader, whether they be a new reader or somebody that's read these heroes for a long time, like I had when I picked it up, is very effective. The character of Norm McKay, somebody that's a very common man, he's an old man, and the way that he tells the stories, he's half remembering stories that he heard about these heroes. So you know that it's been a long time since our favorite heroes have roamed the earth together as a team, inspiring people, fighting for justice, fighting for liberty, and all those things. But the theme of inspiration really is central, I think, to this book. And who better to represent inspiration than Superman? Somebody that has all the power of a god, but his real power, as it's told in this story, even in this first chapter, is his ability to inspire. And without that inspiration, what you have left are a bunch of people that have powers of some sort and are just running havoc over the entire world. And I think the art on that, to throw another bone to Alex Ross, is really creative, because he's got a whole bunch of new quasi-heroes / villains, or whatever you want to call them. And they're running around like all these characters from Astro City, another comic that we covered earlier. And how difficult it is to come up with some cool costumes and character concepts. And there's a ton of them here in the first book alone. And it's really good. They didn't shortcut anything. Each of these characters are very unique. And the battles that we see in this first chapter are just earth-shaking. So it's interesting, as we are introduced to the characters, And now we're getting the questions, right? Like, why did Superman stop being Superman? Why is he hiding in his Fortress of Solitude, pretending that he's back on a Kansas that no longer exists because it's been irradiated by Captain Atom in a freak battlefield accident? Why is Green Lantern just sitting up in space waiting for an invasion that may or may never come? What happened to Batman? That was a cool line in there. Batman, he's got his stuff under control. And that's all we see. We know that he's got it under control, but where is he? What's he doing? And it's all told through the eyes of a very normal man, Mr. Norman McKay here, as he's trying to grapple with what was, what is, and now he's got these visions of this horrible future to come. And can it be stopped? What a great first issue. You hooked me. You reeled me in. I'm just going to jump in the net myself and let's read the rest of these issues. What a great, great story.
So I'm going to throw in a little truth in advertising. For I already told my fellow Crusaders, I made a mistake. I read Kingdom Come 3 and I did not read Kingdom Come 1. The rest of the crew read 1 and I read 3. And what's crazy about that is, as Jason's going to find out, and I think I'm going to too, because I want to go back and read in order. Kingdom Come 3 was amazing. And I can even just hearing what you guys are saying about 1, it has me excited to go back and read 1 because it was just such a well thought out story. And I know that, and since it's just us four nestled by the fireplace, I'm giving a little bit of opinion here. You can tell when there's just a project crafted in love, right? And man, you can tell this is something that Wade had the idea about and got it to Alex, and they talked about a vision for this thing and it just delivered beautifully. Like, this has to be something that both of those gentlemen are proud of. Before I go to Candy Cane ratings, does anyone have anything else to add?
Just one thing real quick. You really touched on it. When I talk to people about comics, there's the writing and the art, and those two things have to come together. And most of the times you get something that's pretty good. Sometimes you get something that's crap. Sometimes you get a great writer and a great artist and they come together and can't figure it out for whatever reason. And I'm kind of thinking of Frank Miller and Jim Lee and the All-Star Batman, right? This is one of those times when you get a masterpiece. You've got the right writer with the right artist at the right time. And that is lightning in a bottle.
Cannot transition it any better myself, Jason. Now it is time to rate your interest in the series using the official Crusademus Candy Cane scale. On a scale of 1 to 12 candy canes, 12 being extremely interested and 1 being no interest at all, how many candy canes would you rate your interest in pursuing more issues of this title? Let's go in reverse order. We'll start with Jason.
This is where I trap myself because I want to go 12. It's a 12, obviously, but I've got my categories. Humor, this is not a humor book. I'll give it a 1 out of generosity. Heart, 3. Spectacle, 3. Art, 300. Okay, 3. So that's 10. And because it's you, Delvin, I'll go with 11 candy canes based on my own scoring system, in which I definitely painted myself into a corner this time.
I would have laughed if you had given the art of 4 and found a way to bump it up to 12.
I was trying, but I thought people would call shenanigans.
Not me, because it's my book that I'm bringing. I would have been a total hypocrite for it. We will pass the ball to Pat. Pat, how many candy canes are you giving me, man?
I'm going to give you all 12 candy canes on this one because it really sparked an interest in me. An interest so much that as we were talking and going through this recording, I went to look in my comic book database and I have the trade paperback, just never read it. So guess what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be reading this thing.
Heck yeah. Before I get to Jared, I think I messaged you guys. So for this Kingdom Come 3 that I read instead of the 1, it's signed by Mark Waid. I don't remember getting this comic book signed by Mark Waid. It's like, how? How could I have? Do you, same thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Do you remember when it got signed?
No. I got it signed at some point. I was like, oh, I got it signed.
That just goes to show from 1996 how good of a story this thing is that, you know, it's just will last the length of time that you probably had it signed a long time ago.
Yeah, like it surprised me. I open and I'm like, Mark Waid signed this? Holy cow. So yeah, anyway, that's me and Jason's bit of fanciness, but we absolutely have not forgotten about Jared. Jared, what would you rate? How many candy canes are you giving me for day 9 of Crusademus?
Yeah, see, this is a tough one because, you know, the candy cane range is in, you know, how much interest do we have in pursuing more issues? Well, I have the issues. I think I got to give this a 12. I mean, this is one of those things where if I have a friend who's interested in reading comics, like Jason was alluding to earlier, this is one of those trades that I would just pull off the shelf and say, try this. Because I think it's accessible to new readers and old heads as well. I think you get a little more out of it if you're an old head. But it's just a dang near perfect series, a great way to get someone to read it without heavy investment. You know, you can read these, you can read these four issues and be done and then see what you think about comics, you know, because one of the biggest attractors of comics, scarinesses of comics is, oh, it's got all this years and years of stuff I haven't read. Will I ever be able to catch up? Blah, blah, blah. You don't need that here. This is a nice, solid Elseworlds title by an A-list writer and an A-list artist. 12 candy canes.
Well, dang. I didn't know what to expect bringing in. I honestly wasn't trying to bring in a ringer. If anything, you mentioned something about like you would pull this off the shelf and recommend it. Back when in Auburn in 1996 timeframe, as I was getting to know Mike Pate, and we were talking about our love for comic books, and he reaches into his collection and he hands me a copy of The Watchmen. And is like, you've never read this? I'm like, no. He's like, you need to read this. And I said, okay. And I read it. And by the time it got to, it was the whole trade paperback. And by the time it got to that penultimate issue, I was like, wait, what? You can't do that. I literally said that, like, you cannot do this. What is going on? My mind was blown. And so, like, if anything, and I'm going to have to tell Mike that I dedicated this to him because he kind of like took me on an Elseworlds adventure there with DC's Watchmen. And so, like, it's only fitting, Jared, that you mentioned that about Kingdom Come, because all of us had Auburn to thank for it. So, War Eagle, let me just give one last recommendation for this series, as if you need it. Y'all, I did not remember much from this series, and it was dang good. If you missed it, you should go pick it up now. Legendary writer plus legendary artist, and it will not disappoint you. That will wrap up day 9 of the 12 Days of Crusademus. We'd love to hear from you. If you're familiar with any of the comics we cover here on the show, or if you give one of our recommendations a try, let us know what you think about it. Twitter or X, Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube, you can find us if you look for at Longbox Crusade. Email, contact@longboxcrusade.com. Phone number 707-532-5269. That is 707-532-L-BOX.
Pick up the phone. Jingle, jingle.
Gets me every time.
The jingle, jingle got me. And if you're loving Crusademus and didn't get a chance to listen last year, or just want to hear more Crusademus, if you scroll far enough back on our feed, you can find all the episodes from Crusademus Past from 2017 through 2022, and of course, 2023. Everyone, thank you sincerely for listening. Please come back tomorrow to find out what the next gift is from under the tree here at the festively decorated Longbox Crusade Studios. And as a parting note, choose kindness instead of meanness. Go outside for a walk every now and again. And while you're out there, count the number of things you have in your life that you're grateful for. I bet you'll find a pretty awesome person. Until next time, DJ Christados, play me a Christmas jam.
Wickety, 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 what?
All songs, song clips, and characters discussed are copyright of their respective copyright holders, and no infringement is intended. We are just fans that like to share our love of comics.
Outtakes.
I better figure out what a Christmas joke I'm going to bring. Hang on.
Yeah, give me a second.
Oh, boy. No, can we just start now and now don't do the Christmas jokes? I mean, I love the Christmas jokes so much. They're great.
I've been doing it for years. It's other people who have joined the bandwagon.
It's a bit.
I do the bit. It was my bit. And then all of a sudden, oh, it's making everybody bit.
Everybody, we'd all do bits. So I thought we were changing bits up. Like
it's not like the human centipede of bits.
We rotate bits.
I'm ready.
Oh, Jared's ready. He's a professional over there. So is Jason. And so is Pat. Y'all are all professionals. I'm not because I'm off you. I'm not professional, but we all knew that. I guess I'll start. I have not briefed myself, though, that I'm supposed to be singing the intro. It's
nice. Delvin, your parts are in the yellow. Your parts are the yellow parts.
Oh, okay. All right. So if I'm starting, yellow highlights, guest actions. I thought it was funny. Okay. Start. Look, I looked. I came back to see people laughing. I feel good. All right. 3, 2, and.
Wickety, 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 whap. Chicka. That jingle jingle gets me every time.
Who said that? Was that Jared or was it Pat?
That was Jared.
It got me. It was good. It was good.
I just know that it works on Pat every time. So
Oh, go ahead, Pat.
I just picture, you know, the commercials, and but it's like a Christmas version of
Christmas with the sexy girls,
and at the end they just cut it. Chinga, chinga.